Star 88.3. This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. We love kids. We love families. And of course, when there's something that kids can be involved with, we want to make sure that it's healthy and safe and spiritually safe. So again, I'm enjoying talking about this topic for girls. It is about the American Heritage Girls. And if you haven't heard about it, oh my goodness, this is the coolest thing. Patty Garibay is the founder and executive director of American Heritage Girls. And I want her to tell us all about this program. And I know it's the alternative to Girl Scouts. And, you know, over the years, that's kind of changed. And a lot of people are noticing some differences there that they're not quite happy with some of the values and beliefs. And so this might be something that you are looking at. So, Patty, welcome. Tell me how things are going with American Heritage Girls.
Things are going great, Melissa. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to share with your listeners all about AHG and how we're growing. Yeah. We've grown by 30% this year.
Wow.
Parents are finding that they really want an alternative, that they want a Christ-centered, fun ministry for their daughters that also it really creates a framework for adulting. And I think we're all looking for that as we are raising up our kids in the way they should go.
You are so right. I'm so glad to hear that. Tell me what it is that is different and maybe even similar. So some people can say, but I still want to have fun. We still want to have goals and that kind of thing. What is it the whole program offers?
Right. It offers wonderful things such as badge acquisition. So the girls learn life skills, camping, leadership.
Yes.
Service. But here's the secret sauce. It's all around Christ.
Yes.
It's a biblical worldview that we take, and that makes all the difference in a character development program.
Mm.
It will align with your family's values. Never will you have to say, there's misalignment here. This is not what I thought it was. This is not what it used to be. This is what American Heritage Girls was founded on almost 30 years ago.
Wow. Has it been 30 years?
It will be in 2025, so we're nearing that corner very quickly.
That is very exciting. Did you ever dream that it would grow to this point when you first started
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely not.
It's fabulous.
No, you know, we just don't know sometimes when the Lord calls us to do something. And I'm really glad I wouldn't know at this that it would be this big, this because I might have been afraid and said no to the Lord, and we don't want to do that. So he is such a faithful God that he brings us along just where we're at and then and brings the resources and allows us to grow as he grows the ministry. Now, this ministry of American Heritage Girls comes alongside the church.
Okay.
So I'm sure there are listeners at churches that say, you know, we would love to have more families. We want to disciple more families. Well, this is a way to guarantee that more families will be coming because the rosters at American Heritage Girl Troops across the nation, of which there are over 1,300, they are full. We need more troops.
Wow.
You can visit the website AmericanHeritageGirls.org to find a troop. Put your zip code in there and you'll find a troop in your area or how to start a troop. And there's five steps to that. And it creates a legacy in your community and, more importantly, in your church.
I love this whole thing. I think it's fabulous. And we want something that our girls can do, that you have the right same values and you don't have to worry about anything inappropriate and that it's focused on Jesus. And that's the best.
Amen.
Okay. And everything they need to know is on your website, correct? If they want to start one, they want more information.
Exactly. And then there's bonus content. We all love free bonus content, right?
Yes.
Well, American Heritage Girls, about 2 years ago, started a sub-brand called Raising Godly Girls. And Melissa, we have a brand new podcast called Raising Godly Girls.
Good.
It's already skyrocketed to number 14 in parenting, which is huge.
Yay.
And parent listeners will want to learn more about how to do Christian parenting well. Also, we have some free ebooks that your listeners might want to download.
Okay, this is so good. I'm going to tell you, if you're listening, that you can find out all about that on my Conversations link. So excited, Patty. Thank you for your heart and vision to serve young ladies. It's making a difference. God's blessings to you.
Thank you so much, Melissa. God bless you, too.
Everything you need to know is at Conversations. Click on that link at star883.com.